I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to be seated. There was a recent request that some of the points from the bulletin get put on the back. The only problem with that is I got to stick to the script. There's room for notes at the bottom. No scoring. I was at a wonderful party last night. There was about 50 people for dinner, great friends, just a wonderful gathering with fabulous food. One of those great celebrations of the season. And in the midst of it all, there's a series of conversations. And somebody approached me and said, I'm a Roman Catholic. Are you a Roman Catholic? And I said, no, I'm not. And I thought, oh, I just don't want to have this conversation. Somebody hand me a hot dog roll or something. And of course, the next question was a series of questions about my moral stance on a series of issues. And then they said, anyway, what do you do? What do you do for a living? I said, I'm in fire insurance. You know, you thought at that moment they would have gone away, right? No, they stuck in for another round. It's interesting the conversations that happen this time of year. And I got to tell you that the commentaries talk about the gospel reading that you heard today. And one of three things happened this morning based on this horrible weather. And thank you for being here. That is horrible, horrible weather. As the deacon often reminds me, how would I know? I just walked next door. But the reality is that Joyce was out in that, and she was out, and it started to rain and freeze, and she ended up coming home. And I'll tell you, that lady doesn't turn around for nothing. So when she says it's scary, I really don't think anybody should be anywhere today or tonight. But some will do their own thing anyway. Let me get into the reading. The commentaries say that this is one of the scariest readings. Matter of fact, it can turn people off. And then it starts those conversations at parties in the next few days out of the gospel. Like, Steve, how do you feel about the apocalyptic? See, I can't even say it. And the end times. And don't you think that we're getting closer to that? Well, I got to tell you, we've been having this conversation since World War I. Every time things really get scary, we have another conversation about how close we are to the rapture. And it's not that I'm resisting. I'm simply saying, why are we preoccupying ourselves with something that's none of our business? Now listen carefully, because believe me, that just went out live. It's none of our business because we don't know. Every time somebody writes a book about, you know, the rapture is going to happen this July on the 10th at 3 o'clock when some star and moon align, and then they're wrong. And then they're offended when you tell them they're wrong. I know. I've done it. This is a God matter. What this is about is watchfulness and waiting and awakenedness. Now, that's actually a word. Looked it up. And what it means is that you're alert all the time. You're alert, you're awake, you're caring about the world around you. And that you are asking yourself some really simple questions. And they would include this one. Am I in Christ's likeness today? However you see him, are you in his likeness? Are you following an example? And then, or have I been so distracted that I've been doing my own thing, and no wonders I look like an example of the New Testament lesson today, which if you heard it, you know it's a list of all the things you shouldn't be doing. I love talking to the youth group about the New Testament lesson today, because it's all the things they deny they're doing, and then they forget there's pictures of them on Facebook doing some of it. They often say to me, you know, Steve, this stuff was just written to ruin all our fun. And the reality is it was written to protect your butt, keep you out of trouble. Whether be young or old, the reality is we can find ourselves in very difficult situations that we should have avoided. And so what is the gospel trying to say to us? It's trying to say 10 things. And I've listed them very quickly, and let's see if we can get through them that way as well. Being watchful is important. What are our expectations during the Advent season? We're hoping we can get outside our door, would be one of them. But a deep and more important one is that we will experience the birth of Christ anew in our hearts. That we'll have a brand new experience of faith. That we'll have a new insight about what it is to have meaning and purpose in this world. And as we listen to the scriptures and sing the music and attend the worship and read the Bible, we have the opportunities to really encounter Christ in a new and exciting ways. The third is this: we live between times. What does that mean? We're living without all the answers. Now, let me ask an easy, gentle question. Are there passive, easygoing, laid back, it doesn't matter people here today? Okay, you know what the opposite is, right? So I don't need to say it out loud. There wouldn't be one of you that would be doing this on a regular basis, would you? Watch. Well, that's better. There we go. There wouldn't be one of these in the room, would there? Oh, that's better. We love to be in control. We love to have all the answers. We love to know exactly what's going on around us. It can be fun to hang out with people that don't care. I have a few friends that are absolute blasts. They just don't care. Now, we have missed an airplane, a commercial jet. We missed it because apparently we had extra time for dinner that neither one of us knew about. We have found ourselves sitting on a major freeway in the United States and having absolutely no idea where we are, but we're pretty sure that last turn was a mistake. To be attentive, to be focused, to be awake. My children hated this phrase, structure, order, and discipline. They would give me one of those faces when I reminded them that it was important to have a plan. But what God is saying in the gospel today is, the plan needs to be for today. How do you treat each other today? How do you respect each other today? How do you care for your own body, mind, and spirit today so that you're ready for God's plan at some moment in the future? Advent reminds us of God's promises that we are never alone, that his love, hope, peace, and joy are always with us. And that he has a bigger plan than we could possibly imagine. It's hard for us sometimes to believe that we are little tiny players. But God has an extraordinary plan that encompasses the universe. Advent calls us to anticipate the return of Christ, and there is hope. We as Christians believe that Jesus will come back and bring us to the Father. Number six, judgment that will inaugurate this kingdom is to come. What does that mean? It means we come face to face. I love how my brother says this. He believes that there is this huge screen, even bigger than the ones they're thinking about putting at the front. And that when we get to heaven, everybody gets to see the screen of everything we did in our whole lives. I said, can you take a pass to somewhere else where there's smaller screens and a smaller audience? I don't believe that a God of mercy and grace does things like that. But I believe that there's a conversation. Where have you been? What did you do? What did you do with the gift of life that I gave you? How have you changed the world around you for the better? And if I talk to members of your family and friends, and you weren't around, would they still say nice things about you? And do you have a faith? A faith in a God that cares for you. Number 7, God is filled with miraculous surprises. I look forward to that. In my life, I want God to surprise me on a regular basis so that I can see the beauty and the wonder of the world that is around us. Isn't that part of your wish as well? What are the reactions from congregations about the coming of the Son of Man? I need you to relax. Man, some folks get excited about this. You don't know when, you don't know where, you don't know how, you don't know why, and you're supposed to just breathe in that. It'll happen when it happens. All you need to be able to say is, my suitcase has been packed since 1961. Let's go. It means you were ready and prepared, body, mind, and spirit. It is important to understand in the Christian faith that our faith is about a creation, a judgment, and a recreation of it. And that we indeed are invited into that experience. And here's the last thing. When we are children of God, there is vindication. Vindication in Christ. Let's celebrate the faith that is within us. Anticipate the exciting things this Advent season could bring. Be awake and alert so that we can see and hear those reminders that God is with us. Amen.